Nolte, report says Andrew Cuomo to be arrested next week for alleged forcible touching. By John Nolte on October 29, 2021. Disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, will be arrested and booked next week for allegedly groping a former aide, reports the New York Post. It looks like, along with Michael Avenatti, another CNL folk hero might be on his way to the slammer. The former aide, 33-year-old Brittany Comiso, alleges the 63-year-old Lovegov did intentionally, and for no legitimate purpose, forcibly place his hand under the blouse shirt of the victim, and onto her intimate body part. Specifically, according to an interview she gave, Comiso claims Cuomo put his hand up my blouse and cupped my breast over my bra. According to the report, Cuomo will be charged with forcible touching, a misdemeanor with a maximum 1-year jail sentence. The Post says that a summons has been issued directing the former governor to appear in Albany City Court on November 17 and that he is expected to surrender to authorities sometime next week to be arrested and booked. Comiso also alleges a pattern of unwanted hugs and kisses, rubbing my butt as they posed for a photo, and that the grope occurred on December 7 in the executive mansion, Cuomo's residence at the time, after she was summoned to help him with a cell phone issue. This is just the latest humiliation for Cuomo and all the self-described Cuomosexuals in the media who gushed over this loser as a shadow president during the Trump years. While they were gushing and propagandizing, he was overseeing a statewide coronavirus catastrophe, pouring the China flu into vulnerable nursing homes, giving his pals and brother Frito concierge corona testing services, and reportedly harassing and groping nearly a dozen women. In August, Cuomo was forced to resign in disgrace after an official investigation by the state's attorney general accused the then-governor of an ongoing harassment campaign against 11 women. Before it all came apart, Cuomo had been a popular three-term New York governor who was almost certain to run for president. Now, at least according to this report, he's about to be arrested and booked for being a sleazy pervert. This is likely not the last of his legal problems. This criminal charge results from the attorney general's investigation and not because Comiso filed charges. In fact, she was surprised to discover a criminal complaint had been generated. Comiso's lawyer, Brian Premo, told the Post his client was surprised by the turn of events, but she has been and will remain a resolute cooperating victim in pursuit of blind justice. It was my client's understanding that the district attorney's office would conduct a thorough apolitical investigation into the matter, Premo added, and then discuss all relevant issues with my client before any decision was made about whether a criminal action would be commenced only after she gave her informed consent, he said. It was her understanding that the sheriff's office had also agreed to that process since the district attorney is the prosecuting authority. Currently, four additional district attorneys are looking at the possibility of prosecuting Cuomo based on the attorney general's report. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Assuming the allegations are true, or even half true, who slips his hand up a woman's blouse? I'm 55 years old and have never in my life seen people behave this way. Well, maybe I don't hang out with enough Democrats, because if you look at who's been slain by the hashtag MeToo movement, it is almost all Democrats in the world of media and entertainment. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.